Welcome to Sonographers in the Cities, where we connect through sound with your host, Lynn and Giselle. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Sonographers in the Cities. I'm Lynn.
And I'm Giselle.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode, and happy March.
Yes, happy March, you guys. We are so excited to talk about other things you can do with your ultrasound degree or ultrasound certificate, et cetera, today. If you guys didn't know, you can do all different types of things as far as ultrasound goes. You don't have to just scan forever, and Lynn can attest to that.
Yes, and I didn't know this going in. You know, you always think, oh, I'm going to do ultrasound, I'm going to do sonography, and I'm just going to scan patients. But have you thought of like where it would take you, or like how would you grow in this field? You know, like career path in ultrasound is like at first glance, it's limited because that's all you do. But then there are many ways that you can grow.
Yes. And we'll
dive into this episode.
Yeah, we're definitely more like educating on the field, but we like continued education, basically.
So yes, going, we always advocate for continuing education.
Yeah, going for your bachelor's or your master's, getting a certificate in something, which I feel like I need to try one day, maybe get an echo certificate. I don't know. We'll see. But Lynn also went to continue, you know, and do more with her degree. So we'll start off with the one that's probably very popular that people think about when they first think about, oh, what else should I do after, you know, working and learning and all the things that you do in the career field. One of the top things people end up doing with their degree is going to teach. That's one of the most popular things, I think, that people like to do after they realize, okay, I don't really want to scan anymore, or I want to add more to my resume and do something else in this field. So teaching is a way you can go.
Yes. And that is where I went.
Lynn went there.
I didn't plan it to be, you know, that soon, but, you know, opportunities comes and you can't say no. And it turns out you love it because I love teaching. And I never thought I would teach because I don't have that much patience, but it's been fun so far and I really like it.
That's good. So, I mean, teaching is very popular, whether you can teach a lab or teach a class, teach in, as far as teaching, like tutoring. I see there's jobs out there for tutoring, for the boards. There's all different kinds of things you can do. So some people think that, oh, when I do ultrasound, you can only do ultrasound, only scan. No, there's other things you can do. But you can also learn other specialties in ultrasound. Some people think, oh, if I do abdomen, I just have to do abdomen, like registered diagnostic medical sonographer. You can go into specializing at an OB office. You can do vascular. You can learn more and go into MFM, which is a whole nother field. Like, I don't even do any of MFM stuff. But you can also become a supervisor or work at a doctor's office. Are those things that ever crossed your mind?
You know, funny you ask, because during my exit interview for my program, I was asked, what do you see yourself in doing in 3 years with this career? And I was like, I'll probably be lead tech, you know, be the lead, you know, sonographer, technologist. I thought about it sometimes. I'm like, nope. I don't feel that, you know, in 3 years, I don't feel like I'm going to leave this tech because that's not where I want to go, you know, because like when you think you're going to work, you're going to scan and their next step would be the lead tech and then your next step would be supervisor or manager. right? That's like the most clear choice.
Straightforward.
Yeah. But then the thing with ultrasound and sonography is there are opportunities everywhere. And nowadays, like the job market is so strong in ultrasound that, you never know what you're gonna get.
So obviously leadership was not something that you felt strongly about, but for some people, that may be something that you could do, interested in, which is
Right.
typical path, like you said, typical path. You're a scanner at first, then you're like, oh, let me lead or let me become a supervisor of a department. But there's something above that. Above the supervisor, there's a director that's basically similar to a manager, but usually director roles oversee a lot more than just the sonography department. Sometimes there's director of radiology, which is like the entire department in a hospital setting, or you could be like the director of a program in school. So whether you choose to be an educator, a professor, a lab teacher, and do those things, you can also educate and be director or manager in the education part of it. I got my MBA to just give me more opportunity. Usually director roles or manager roles will require you to have an MBA. So if you guys are interested in moving up, we always talk about how you'll get more opportunities by getting your bachelor's and getting your master's and finding other opportunities for you to work in. But yeah, that's maybe in my future. I don't know yet. We'll see.
But always continue education, right?
Yes, that's what
So
we
your
always,
master's there to get ready,
we
for
preach
ready.
that. There's other things that people actually don't know about. There's like a research sonographer. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of that,
Yes, I've
but
heard of them.
yeah, so people who do some research stuff in this field, which is pretty cool. I'm sure some of you guys get those emails and sign up for them. As far as getting the topics that people are working on, articles, new stuff, technology is growing every single day. So I just recently saw Henry's post. I don't know if you saw it, but it was about them doing a whole body ultrasound.
No, I haven't seen it.
Crazy. Have you heard of that though? Like just a whole body ultrasound.
That's wild.
But that's probably not going to be in our lifetime. Who knows though? You never know.
I never know. Like our lifetime, a lot has changed, so.
A lot has changed, and people do ask us, they want to know what our thoughts are on AI. So I guess we
Right.
could plop that in here. Do you have any thoughts on AI and ultrasound?
It's that was the discussion at work a couple of times, because we always talk about it. The most, I personally think the most that would happen with AI is report writing.
Yeah, there you go.
Because it ultrasound is so operator dependent that unless we ourselves like put in what we see and have AI generate a report for us. Obviously they're not gonna be like, oh, I see a chronic DVT instead of an acute DVT. It was like, it's at
That's
least that's
true.
my opinion. What do you think?
That's a good thought. I actually went to the conference last year, AIUM, and I did see that overseas they're doing AI with ultrasounds and trying to see if, for like certain things like thyroid, for example, if it can, when you scan it, if the AI machine can tell the type of nodule that's in there. So that's quite interesting. I've seen a robotic machine, but I don't know how long that would last out in the field, to be honest with you. But yeah, I feel like we could use AI. I feel like anyone can use AI in their field to help be more efficient. But as far as ultrasound and our jobs go, I think they're still going to need us for a very long time.
Right.
That's just how it is.
Totally agree.
Yeah. And this leads us like into, being more aware of what we're doing in our jobs and learning our skills and stuff.
I think I just thought of like a how we have progressed from before. Like when I was learning, especially with Echo, there are like equations and measurements that we had to learn for the boards. But then they're saying now that we just have to learn for the boards, but we don't have to do it because the machine does it for us. And that's in the package. So that's like one step, up from where we were before. So I was just thinking, okay, that could, that's
How AI can be helpful.
advancement.
Yeah, advancement. I mean, artificial intelligence, you don't know what's gonna happen, but eventually, I think it can always be used for the better and for good.
Oh, I just thought of one thing too. Now, I scanned like the most advanced Philips machine at my job, and in for Echo, we used before I did Simpsons and 2D measurements, and now they have 3D and it automatically calculate EF. So
Wow.
unless that 3D doesn't work, like it doesn't capture all the walls, then we do Simpsons. But most patients, we do 3D and it auto calculate EF with ventricles and atriums.
Wow, that sounds
Another step
pretty
advance.
awesome. Like,
I know. I was
I
like, I
mean,
love it. I used to
makes
think about like making sure that I get the EF correct for all my patients. And now I just have to make sure that, it aligns with all the walls to auto calculate.
whatever makes our job easier, work smarter, not harder, they say. But that leads us to also another job in this field called application specialist, which, if you are familiar with your machine, you can go out there and teach other sonographers how to use their machines and do demos. And so, people like Lynn said, for example, there's Philips, there's GE. There's all different types of probes and machines where they have to have somebody teach people how to use these machines. And that's typically what an application specialist does. So if you're interested in moving out of the scanning patient realm and you want to be with customers, you can go directly to this type of job and travel.
Yes. So this job, you would have to be okay with traveling and going different places, meeting different people. So it depends on what you want.
Yeah, this is probably best for people who like don't have kids yet, or maybe your kids are grown. Maybe you do have kids and you don't mind taking them on the road with you. I don't know. Everyone's different, right? But this would be a great opportunity because you get to travel, see different parts of the world, and also use your scanning skills and your knowledge of machines and basically teaching them to other people. So that's part of like teaching too, right? Part of these people's jobs also work with the people who sell the systems, sell the ultrasound machines. So you can also be a salesperson if you're interested in selling.
Totally.
I mean, I used to sell stuff back in the day when I
You
first
do?
started. Yeah, I
Really?
did that like Cutco knife. It's like cutlery. It's like knives, kitchen cutlery, things like that. I used to sell those things and like do demos. So I feel like
You'd be
I
good at
would
it. I could tell. Like you could totally be good. You could just like people like pressure people into buying. Just like buy
be
it,
like, buy this cup. Okay, look how cute the eyes are. Look at this.
please.
But yeah,
I can't.
I mean, if you're interested in traveling or selling, there's something for everyone, I feel like, if you don't want to keep on scanning. And then I feel like the one other thing you could do is either use that degree to go on and become an advanced provider, a practitioner, a nurse practitioner. You'd have to go back to nursing school, but you
If you
can,
want to, that's please go for it.
use your clinical experience to do whatever you feel like you want to do with this field. I mean, the sky's the limit. You can go become a PA, go become a doctor. You can even own your own business.
Ooh, business owner.
So lots of things you can do. A lot of people think we're kind of stunted in our growth as sonographers, but honestly, you can do a lot of different things. It's a great field to be in. And Lynn and I are a testament to going through really hard ultrasound schools and getting out and doing something that we love.
And you guys listening to this episode, tuning into our episode, listening to our updates in our lives, that's us figuring out what to do with our lives.
Literally.
Seriously.
We hope that you guys enjoy this episode. We are just so honored to be able to be part of this community. One thing that we do want to mention is that we have a sponsor named 88 Coffee.
Yes.
They are awesome and I love their coffee. I actually finally got to taste them. Lynn always raved about it, but I finally got my own bag and it's
And you
amazing.
taste it black, right? The
I
way I
yeah.
drink it.
Yeah, so if you guys look at our last videos where she mentions like drinking it black, I'm like, wow, you're crazy. It's actually really good.
It's bitter, but it's not like bitter. But I actually have my cup because I taught today, and then
Huh.
I race home
You're
to
a cool teacher.
It's actually, I drink it every day because I work 6 days a week, and I add milk to it, and it's lactate. It's Did you know that lactate is a little bit sweet?
Never tried
So
it.
this coffee with lactate is so good. Like it adds that little bit of sweetness from the milk, but it's still like strong and bitter.
I guess I have to try it.
I think if yeah,
Well, I've.
I've never had lactate until my friend came over and she's like,
I've
yeah.
never had lactate, but I typically drink like almond milk.
Me too.
And
Oat milk.
I've had oat milk like at Starbucks and stuff like that, but
Sorry.
I like almond milk better. I don't know.
Yeah.
But some people say it's just like water, but I don't know. I like it better.
Technically, it is because how you make, we're going off way off topic here.
Yeah.
How we make nut, like nutty milk is, you ground the nuts and you add water to it.
Yeah, but I like it.
But
So,
anyways,
88
we're on
coffee.
the fourth bag, literally fourth bag. Like right now, it's like down to here. This is how, and we opened this last week.
It's
So
so
I'm
good.
not the only one drinking. Like my husband is also drinking.
Mine too.
And
Look
yes,
at
thank
us, our husbands.
Yes.
But yeah.
Thank you so much to 88 Coffee for sponsoring our lives, keeping us awake while
Yes.
we do our two jobs.
Yes.
Podcast.
And the podcast. We are very busy women in healthcare, but we absolutely love what we do. And we thank 88 Coffee for keeping us alive and well and energized because literally when I get that stuff, I'm like, oh my God, I'm just my day is so good. At work, it's like great.
It's that first sip of coffee, and you're like,
Yeah, so you guys should try it. We do have the links in our bios and stuff. We do get a discount. If you use our code, so use our code, try them out.
Yes. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode, and until next time.
We'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, SITC fam. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to rate us 5 stars on any podcast platform, leave us a review wherever you can, and don't forget to subscribe to LL Giselle on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram and find us on Facebook at Sonographers in the Cities.